Welcome to the Missourinet Press Pass. My name is Darren Jobe. With me is managing editor Brent Martin and anchor reporter Steve Walsh for a discussion on some of the top stories of the week. Let's start with Steve. Candidates released their financial information about contributions for the upcoming elections. Can you tell us everything?
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. Not everything you know, but I'll give it a shot.
Do it very quickly.
Yeah, we'll do it with the governor's race, actually, which is kind of important. They're all important, of course. Everybody, they had until April 15th, close of business April 15th, to report their first quarter earnings. First quarter being, of course, January 1st through March 31st. Let people know how much money they received in terms of fundraising. And if you take a look at the gubernatorial race, Jane Nixon, who is really the only Democrat in the race, $1.5 million,
so
which is quite a
change.
Shot. Oh, yeah, he got a lot, and he has $2.7 million on hand. Now, he can spend that for anything, of course. Commercials, hopefully he'll buy some here, of course, on the Missourinet. You never know. He can spend the money on that. Kenny, now, of course, you have a two-person race in the look, there's Brent.
Carry on.
You have a two-person race, of course, in the Republican field. You have Kenny Hilsof, the congressman from the 9th District, and Sarah Steelman, the state treasurer. Sarah Steelman brought in, well, she has $1.1 million for the quarter. Important to note, though, that $500,000 of that was a personal loan. This is money that she put into her campaign.
So let's call it $600,000.
$600,000 is what she raised. And then you have Kenny Hilsof, who raised $906,000, say $907,000, and he has $730,000 on hand. So
using the old math, I would say that the Republicans have raised exactly the same amount as Jay's. Nixon has, only they did it on two candidates instead of one.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. It's also interesting to note that with all the money that Matt Blunt had raised back when he was running, he was so far ahead of Jay Nixon. Now, it seems as though, you know, since the whole field, Missouri's political field, changed when Matt Blunt decided not to run for re-election.
Right.
What we're seeing is, granted, some of that money had to go back because of the Supreme Court ruling, which said that it had to go back and campaign limits were back in force. But Jay Nixon was behind. Now, Jay Nixon, yes, there are two Republicans, but still, Jay Nixon is ahead. So it's just one of those interesting side notes.
They call that leveling the playing field, I believe.
There you go.
Well, and I think one of the things, too, and Steve can talk about this, Darren, is we watch campaign contribution. We watch the money for more than just see where it comes from. Steve, explain a little bit about one of the things it kind of goes into how we handicap races almost.
It really
does. Supporting them or...
Yeah, how much money they get.
Well, I'll tell you, there is a limit. Depending on the office you're running for, there's a limit as to how much can be contributed by individuals. However, you can set up these political committees, which you've probably heard a bit about. Rex Singfield is an interesting individual who believes he should have the right to give money to people he wants. Different rulings have come in his way, so he's going to do it one way or the other, and perfectly legally, I might add. What he does, he sets up committees. If I want to give to the Darren Jobe campaign, I'm allowed, let's say you're running for an office where I'm allowed to give $675. That's the maximum I can give. But if I can set up 10 committees, call one of them the Committee for Happiness in Our Time, the other one the Committee for Happiness in the Future, all these funny little names, I can contribute to those committees, and those committees can in turn give you the money. Bottom line, you're going to get the money one way or the other.
Right,
so we watch those things to see where the money's coming from. And it's always interesting to see that you have these different committees. And Rex Singfield is given quite a bit of money. And again, he's not breaking any laws. He's doing what he wants to do with his money.
Yeah, if they set up the rules to jump through this hoop, then they jump through that.
He jumps through hoops, but he has the money to hire lawyers to help him get through those hoops.
Absolutely.
And the amount of money raised is ever important on seeing what candidates have strength and what don't, and which don't. And I think a good example would be back when Bob Holden was running for governor, and he amassed such a campaign war chest that Roger Wilson, who many thought would run for governor, decided not to because he could not match the money that Bob Holden raised. So I think that also goes into place. You look at these and you find out we've got a number of races out there, the 9th Congressional District and the gubernatorial, there's a lot of them. And when you see it, money doesn't tell you all of it, but it gives you an indication of how the campaign is going and whether it will have the money to sustain. I think on the presidential level, people might be able, Mike Huckabee was a very popular candidate, could not generate the money really to keep up with McCain. Well, it was McCain and Romney first, but then McCain, and that's one of the problems that he had. money is the milk blood of politics. They've got to be able to run it. And we always look at that to see how are their campaigns going, if money's going in. And this is kind of an odd thing, and it may sound crass, crude, and all those sort of things, but people tend to, the money, it's not all that unsimilar to Las Vegas, and your money goes to the winner.
Right.
If somebody thinks they're winning, all of a sudden the money starts going their way, and it goes away from others. Now, I mean, that's all just kind of part of it, so that's another reason that we look at it and really try to see what's going on with the campaigns and the finances.
And sometimes, of course, they hedge their bets.
That's very exactly
they
right.
will make sure. Yes. I'll bet you if you take a look at the big corporations,
mm-hmm.
We haven't gone through everything yet, but because you know there's so many candidates running. But the big corporations, I'll wager, would give the maximum amount to Jay Nixon, the maximum to Sarah Steelman, and the maximum to Kenny Hulsoff. They don't want to be left out in the cold.
It's right. frightening how much it looks like betting in Vegas.
It really is. It's
not,
a perfect analogy that Brent brought up.
Because, how they'll give you odds and they'll try to give odds to see if the money will flow this. And you just watch where the money flows. And that's who people are betting on.
Well, for $675, they can't honestly be thinking, well, I'm going to get special treatment whenever my candidate wins or loses. I mean, could it be that they're just supporting somebody?
Oh, certainly, but it's also important to keep in mind that if you don't give that $675, you won't have influence.
Well, you won't have access.
Access is very important.
Access.
The dollar amounts are, but like you said, if
somebody
you set up,
is,
sign of good faith.
If you set up 10 different committees, now you're not
You want good faith, though. Brent just points out the access is important.
Right.
After the person gets elected, you want to be able to call up and say, can I have a meeting with fill in the blank?
And the chief of staff says, yes, he donated.
Yeah. That's right. Chief of staff will say, yeah, this guy's okay. Or he'll say, you know what?
He wasn't in our corner. Yeah, he didn't give us any money.
Absolutely.
He chaired the 10 committees that gave me $675.
Yes. So anyway, I mean, that's one of the things about campaign and finance we really watch.
Well, this is a huge topic. Earthquake! No. I don't think any damage from the earthquake. So
no, we survived.
No, but it
that.
Was kind of fun.
Yeah. I didn't,
and it was a reminder too. So I think in the past little bit, we've kind of been people played down the New Madrid fault, and this was the extremity of the
yes,
New Madrid.
It was.
But it's a 5.2.
That's pretty big for this part of the country,
Midwest,
because it touched a lot of states near a lot of borders of states. Lots of people in lots of states felt it, I believe.
Yeah, the good thing I guess is that it didn't hit too many populated areas.
Right.
Very populated.
Well,
so
the scientists say that we feel it for so it goes. You feel it so far away here because it's flat and Midwest rather than mountainous, and it tends to, by the geology that we have, go farther than say. If it hits on the San Andreas Fault or something like that.
And then part of that, remember the spread in the San Andreas Fault, it's going to go out into the ocean.
Right.
So you're not going to get people.
Yeah, the dolphins
out there.
Will feel
There's
it.
There's very few people out there.
Whereas here, we don't have a lot of
just
water.
A few.
Well, this is an entirely too large of a subject for us to tackle, but the Senate just finished their
budget.
And what was it, 22 point?
$22.6 billion.
They put in a little less, didn't they?
A little bit. They're about
and the House cut
million.
It down from the governors. I think both the House and Senate are getting a little bit worried about the economy. Matt Bartle, you had a cut with Matt Bartle saying that Senator Bartle from Lee Summit, that he's worried about next year or something.
I think he used the term that they were projecting 3.3% growth, and he said that was ludicrous.
He didn't want money put in. We're only talking $800,000 for one case.
I don't want to put words in his mouth. He might not have said
ludicrous. This was illegal aliens. This was an illegal alien bill, which Senator Chris Coster, who is running for attorney general, it's always because they'll use that. His opponents, he's the Republican who became a Democrat, and his opponents will constantly say, I know you're running for governor. Senator Gary Nadler of Joplin did that as well, just one of the cuts we had of running on the air. But $800,000 to put inspectors on work sites to fight illegal immigration.
Infractions against
And Matt Bartle said, we don't have the money. Senator Bartle said, we just don't have that money. We can't look at it. And, of course, Senator Coster says, if we're taking jobs, if these people who are here, several thousand illegal aliens, are taking the jobs of Missourians, then we have to spend money. to go after that and make sure that these union jobs, high-paying jobs, go to Missourians and not to people who are not supposed to be in the country in the first place.
I grabbed a calculator, and real quick, 800,000 is 0.003% of the
total
budget.
Small amount,
you know, so. The one thing I would add on the budget, too, is, and I've covered the budgets for 12 years. Normally, when you go through the budget process, especially in the House, they'll grow. From the governor's recommendation, they get bigger. This year, it's shrinking. It shrunk some in the House, and it shrunk a little more in the Senate.
Huh.
And I think because lawmakers are looking at the same things everybody's looking at with the finances and with the economy, and they are worried. And it's shrinking. The budget is shrinking. The budget's shrinking. They're backing off. They're a little bit worried that we're not going to have the growth that it is projected on. Because you always have to remember the budget is based upon what state officials project. Will grow, and with the economy the way it is, there are worries at the Capitol here in Jefferson City that it's not going to meet those projections.
Well, let's do more budget talk next week. I think we've run out of time, guys. Thanks for your time. My name is Darren Jobe for Brent Martin and Steve Walsh. Have a great day.